From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. 138,000 people in Louisiana are still receiving subsidies for health insurance through the federal government. For them, the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on the Affordable Care Act last week was good news. Wallace Watkins reports.
Michael Malinowski, a health policy professor at LSU's Law Center, says one line of the Affordable Care Act was at the center of debate in the Supreme Court case King v. Burwell.
State subsidies get reimbursed if you create an exchange.
With no state-run exchange of our own, Louisianians who want to buy health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act use the federally run exchange, healthcare.gov. 26 other states do the same thing. Families with an income between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level are eligible for a subsidy, a tax credit, to help them afford the monthly payment. For an individual, that means making anywhere from $11,670 to $46,680 per year.
We have 138,000 people in Louisiana that get that subsidy.
The question was, are those who purchase health care coverage through the federal exchange eligible for those subsidies? The Supreme Court said yes. Malinowski says that if they hadn't, all those in Louisiana who have subsidies would have lost them and been left to pay the full cost of their health insurance.
We were going to lose millions of Americans having health care coverage if they did not decide the way they decided.
Louisiana's officials have consistently opposed the Affordable Care Act, but that attitude may now be changing. Yet, says Malinowski,
nothing's going to go through this governor. It's got to be a switch in power.
In this most recent legislative session, Speaker of the House, Republican Chuck Cleckley, successfully moved House Concurrent Resolution 75 through the legislature, making room for the next governor to expand Medicaid.
In 6 months, we'll have a new governor take office. And I think of the four candidates that are announced, every one of them has said that in some form or fashion, they'll support the expansion of Medicaid.
Until then, the Affordable Care Act stays the same in Louisiana. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.